now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. I always love Saturday mornings and spending this time with you. Make sure you tune in every Saturday. We're here. And also tomorrow, of course, it's Seahawk Day. They're going to win. I'm not going to jinx it, yeah. TJ, 3:30 right here at CFAX. And, of course, you can tune into CTV Vancouver Island as well at 6 o'clock with Joe Perkins and get the highlights and all the reaction. Later in this show, we're going to talk some fashion, fundraising. But, of course, off the top, we love to talk about food. And we have two people in the audience, in the studio today. We have Elizabeth Nyland and her husband, Adrian Nyland. And she's got a new cookbook out, which is really cool. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. They're so fit. They're so perfect. They have kids. They work out. Oh, my gosh, they're wonderful. And you have this book that just came out.
Yes.
And I have a publicist that I deal with a lot in New York. And she said, oh, I've got a great book, and you'd love this guest. And she's right here in Victoria.
That's me.
That's you. Amazing, amazing. And you've worked hard to get here.
I have.
And you have a blog as well.
Yep.
The Guilty Kitchen.
Guilty Kitchen.
But to start that, when you were young, you had some physical things happen to you that kind of started this whole journey, because you're also a fitness expert buff. So how did that journey start with you when you were, I guess it was 12?
So when I was 13, I was diagnosed with severe idiopathic scoliosis. At the time, I'd been complaining about some back pain, and my mom just, you know, it's growing pains or whatever. And then standing in front of her one day, and my shoulder was way above the other one. So went to the doctor, got some x-rays, and they said, oh, that's really bad. We're going to have to get you surgery immediately. There's no chance for a brace or anything. So I had this surgery, and then I couldn't do any kind of physical activity for about 6 months. I was in junior high. So then I got a note from the doctor, got out of PE class.
Lucky.
So then I didn't have to do PE.
At that time, sometimes you felt pretty lucky.
I did. But then I didn't have to do PE for the rest of school. So I kind of gained probably 80, 90 pounds.
Wow.
I'm 5'4", so I think I got up to about 185 at my heaviest. And I just graduated high school. I was just really depressed and overweight. And I thought, I got to do something about this. So I moved out of my parents' house, and I started on the Weight Watchers program. And I just started looking stuff up. How do I lose this weight? I started rollerblading. I started walking. And eventually, I think it took me about a year, I lost 65 pounds. And
that's
I've kept
amazing.
It off ever since.
And you seem like a really curious person, because that whole
Very
journey
curious.
Is you like to find stuff out,
I did.
Obviously, right?
Yeah. What works
and,
what doesn't.
And what works. And,
yeah.
And, you know, your blog that you started, you have two children.
I
and
do.
They're, what
Three and six.
Three and six.
Yeah.
And you're at home, and you like to keep busy.
I do.
And so you started your own blog.
Right. So in about 2009, my first son was about 6 months old, and I, you know, 6 months old, things start to, you know, kid can walk, and, or not walk, but play by himself for a little bit, and they nap a lot, and I was kind of getting a little bored, and my husband thought, hey, you should start this blog thing. And I was like, oh, I've heard of that. Blogging, what is that? What do you do?
Well, so, it's not just me.
I'd heard about it, I didn't really know what it was. I'd always been interested in writing and photography, although I'd never really practiced it that much. So I went out and bought a DSLR, and I started practicing, just taking pictures of, like, bushes and stuff
kids.
Outside the kids,
kids, yeah.
And then I started really getting into it. It was really fun. I'd always been I'd worked in restaurants for 9 years, I think. So I had a really good idea of what to do with food and how to develop recipes. So I just took it from there, and again, started researching and snowballed into this.
And your blog is funny. And tell people how they get a hold of you on your blog.
Sure. It's guiltykitchen.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest.
And you're a top blogger in Canada.
Yes. Yeah. I would say so. I don't know.
So,
I'm be humble about that. But.
And Adrian, you must be so proud of her. I mean, not only the fitness part, the food part, the great mom part, the book, like just, she has worked really hard for it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's the one that actually got me into fitness as well, because I wasn't really the fittest guy before Liz sort of encouraged me to get down that. So yeah.
And she doesn't seem like a tough taskmaster. What is her strength? Does she just quietly motivate you? Because she doesn't seem like she's a toughie.
She is a redhead.
Oh, okay. She's fiery.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Go with that. So the fitness part of it. So you guys are big into...
CrossFit. We do CrossFit. Mm-hmm. We have a home gym. I think we started about 2 years ago now.
Yep.
We've just kind of gradually accumulated equipment in our garage. And, we work out every day together. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to motivate.
I told you they're perfect. Yeah. And the paleo diet. Now, this is newer. The last how many years?
I think we've been doing about 2 years. The same time. CrossFit and paleo, we started at the same time.
And we were talking before you came on about, you know, bread and kind of giving some of that up and sort of what your day looks like in food. Why did you, first of all, change to that kind of a diet?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think we kind of, I don't know, experimented with a whole bunch of different, like, I don't know. When we first got together, we just ate like whatever.
Yeah.
And we both gained and lost and gained and lost. And then we kind of got tired of it. So then me being on the food blogs, I get to see like all the food trends are coming at me all the time. Yeah. And I was like, oh, we can try this vegetarian thing, this vegan thing. And Adrian hated it, but he went along with it anyway. And and then after a little while, we started feeling really not that great on the vegan diet. So then we were like, okay, well, what's the next one? We just went complete opposite. We went to paleo.
Yeah.
Which is funny because our neighbors actually got us into it. We knew they were paleo. So we just invited them over for dinner one night and we were like, hey, what should we make? And then you guys can come over here and just tell us everything you know about the paleo diet. And so they came over and just kind of talked us up about it. And then the next day I just researched it and was like, okay, we're going to do this.
And do you guys use dairy at all?
Adrian.
I do.
Big dairy lover.
And I, the one story I will tell about the paleo, I remember I came home from work. I think we were about 2 days into paleo, and Liz had a pile of beans and flour and all these things, these bags. It must have been hundreds of dollars worth of ingredients. And she said, yeah, we're just getting rid of it.
I gave it away. I did not throw away food. I don't do that.
She gave it all away. But yeah, it was.
Adrian, you come home often and you don't know what's going on at your house? Like, what is she up to now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing in there?
Yeah.
But you must have been really excited when when you came home and she said, I got an offer to write a book.
Yeah, it was a text. It was
like I think I probably texted her 10 seconds after the email came in.
And it's called Cooking with Coconut Oil, Gluten-Free, Grain-Free Recipes for Good Living. And Elizabeth put the whole thing together, including all the pictures are yours.
I did.
And they're absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Wow.
It was really
fun. It's a great size because it's, you know, not too big. There's lots of great recipes in here for every kind of person, not just paleo.
Yeah, I tried to make it so that it's not like I didn't really mention paleo until the very end of the book because I didn't want people to pick it up and go, oh, that's a paleo diet. I'm not gonna buy that.
It's great for everybody. And,
yeah.
Oh man, I love these pictures. You have to pick a copy up, and this is available
everywhere. Yep.
Wow, how fun is that?
I know. I love
Wait
saying
till it
that.
Reaches yeah, number one. Cool. How's it doing out there?
You checked it yesterday.
It was
number 49 in natural foods. So yeah. I don't obsessively check Amazon every day or anything.
But let's get those numbers higher. Cooking with coconut oil. What are some of your favorite recipes in here, Adrian? Scotch eggs.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's probably one of my favorite. And the primal chili.
Yes, I think we might have to make that too.
Yeah.
Primal chili. So what would that be?
So it's pretty much your average chili. I think Texas people would probably say it's kind of like their chili. There's
real
no
chili.
Beans. Yeah, no beans in it.
Yeah.
It's got some squash. I think I chopped up some squash, some kale in there just to fill it up because you don't want it to be all meat and tomato sauce. Then it's just tomato sauce. So there's a lot of vegetables added to it. Lots of kale, lots of squash, lots of celery and mushrooms and onions. And it's just a really meaty, hearty chili.
And what's the secret ingredient?
Coffee?
Yeah.
I do put some coffee and some cocoa in there as well. It does make it really rich, really rich flavor. Yeah.
Well, that's going to pique your interest to buy this book, isn't it? So Cooking with Coconut Oil, we have one copy to give away signed from Elizabeth for the third caller at 250-386-1161. When we get back, we're going to talk more about what is the good thing, the benefits about coconut oil and coconut flour. Back in a minute.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
What are you feeling? Fatigue? Stiffness? Off balance? Are you ready to make a change? To move better, feel stronger, improve your well-being? You're ready for the medical exercise specialist at MedX.
I've been working out with personal trainers at MedX, and I love the personal interaction. I love the fact that they are so knowledgeable, and the results are exceptional.
Is MedX for you? Call or click today for a free assessment, 250-382-5050 or medxfitness.com. MedX, function, fitness, results.
This is Save on Foods Talk Radio, and oh, we've got a caller.
Hi, I've got a family of four to feed, and I could use a little help.
Well, I could treat the kids to dinner on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Hmm?
Or I could tell you about Six Free at Save on Foods.
Free?
That's right, free. Every week, Save on Foods has six items for free when you redeem more rewards points. Eggs, milk, butter, bread, potatoes, and ground beef, all free with your points.
Free.
Save on Foods. Talk about savings.
people who love them. The Winter Bird Food Sale at Wild Birds Unlimited. Right now, save 10% on all bird food products. And buy four suet and get the fifth one free. That's a 20% savings. The Winter Bird Food Sale is happening now at Wild Birds Unlimited.
We bring people and nature together.
In the heart of the Shelburne Valley.
I'm a roofer.
I'm a preschooler.
I wear work boots.
I wear cross trainers.
I have a mustache.
I have a milk mustache.
There are always two sides to the same coin. Like Parker Johnston, being a heavyweight company means lightweight pricing. Vancouver Island's largest roofing contractor has received discounted pricing from its suppliers for a short time. That means better prices. Book a free estimate and start saving on coin today.
Parker Johnston.
Online at ParkerJohnston.com.
We are back. We're talking coconut oil. We're in the studio. We have Adrienne Elizabeth Nyland, and her book is Cooking with Coconut Oil, Gluten-Free, Grain-Free Recipes for Good Living. And coconut oil, I've seen it around. I don't know a lot about it. I think of suntan lotions and things. Does it smell? Does it taste like? So what is it? Like,
sure.
It's huge. You talk about the things coming in fashion.
Yes.
It seems huge now.
Big trend.
Is it really good?
So I think a lot of people are still using it to moisturize their hair, you know, rubbing it on their skin and stuff, and not really aware that you can actually use it to eat your food with. So that's a good thing for people to be aware that it is a really healthy fat. It was vilified in the 80s as a saturated tropical oil.
Yeah.
So,
that's all we heard.
Yeah. And so now people are going, oh, well, you know, this saturated fat's not really as bad as everyone said. Probably. That's what the new research says anyway. So some of the benefits just from raw coconut oil, I do recommend that you buy an organic first pressing coconut oil, not the refined stuff.
Sort of like olive oil, the same thing, different grades.
Well, that actually, in olive oil actually means something, but in the coconut oil, it's just more of a labeling thing, yeah. So coconut oil is a antimicrobial, antiviral, antifungal agent. So a lot of people put it on wounds. It's a good thing to eat if you're sick, just to kind of boost your immunity. It's filled with lauric acid, so that it does boost your immune function. It's made up mostly of medium chain triglycerides. Those are called MCTs. Some people take those separately as a supplement, it can burn abdominal fat, shown to burn abdominal fat. It's also good for thyroid function, can help your thyroid function better. Good for people with thyroid problems.
And for cooking, you know, you say you can saute, bake, roast. For a heating point, if you're frying or anything.
Smoke point, yep. It's about 400 degrees, so it's a really good high heat oil. Okay. It's probably one of the better ones on the market. The only ones that are higher are refined oils. So
it's better than using a vegetable oil.
Yes,
these things.
Definitely.
This is what you use now.
Yes, for pretty much everything. We use coconut oil.
Yeah, we don't have any vegetable oils in the house, actually.
No, anymore. Paleo diet doesn't eat, no seed oils on the paleo diet.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, and does it smell like coconut, or is it?
Some brands are different than others, and I do find there's a bit of a mild coconutty scent to it, but I really don't taste it. I mean, what do you think? I don't taste it anymore.
No, unless, like you say, unless you cook it with eggs.
Yeah, that's the only time that I've been like, this is not good.
Oh, and you're honest, too. That's good.
So just like a plain scrambled egg and coconut oil, not a good idea.
So what do you do with that, then?
For an egg? Oh, bacon fat.
Bacon fat, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's delicious.
You know, I think people are so afraid of fat.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
they
got it mixed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
We
eat a lot of fat.
That's not always the enemy, right? And look at you guys.
Yeah. We eat a ton of fat, I think. Yeah.
And the flour as well. So we've heard a lot about, gluten-free and different kinds of flour. Is it rice flour?
Yeah,
different things
rice flour.
People are trying to get gluten-free, and
mm-hmm.
the flavors aren't great. A lot of people complain about
You've got to kind of experiment.
Products. So what have you found about the coconut flour that's
so
different?
Far for me, gluten-free cooking-wise, I think coconut flour is my favorite. It's very versatile. There is a slight coconut flavor. And when you open up a container of it, it's coconut. You can tell. There's no hiding the coconut in the coconut flour. But it's really high in fiber. It's very high in protein for a flour, low in carbohydrates, and low on the glycemic index. So when you do make a baked good out of it, it's not going to spike up your blood sugar.
And that's the whole thing, too, behind the paleo diet, right, Adrienne, is the glycemic index. Mm-hmm. That you want to keep
regulated.
Regulated.
Yeah, just having level energy all day.
Do you feel that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, compared to before, yeah.
Yeah, no
absolutely.
Crashing and burning in the afternoons.
Yeah.
It's really not nice.
At all.
Yeah,
and you guys know. And now, shopping-wise, you guys are super organized. Fridays, as a rule, you kind of sit down.
Yeah.
You got a budget because you got two kids and you're home. So you look at everything and you don't waste. So you try and see and buy in bulk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you go to farmers markets. Tell
us
about the plan. So people, maybe if they're at home, they don't cook a lot. to get organized like that, how you suggest doing it?
A very good way to get your budget under control. So it's what we usually do, because we go shopping on Saturday, is sit down and just write out, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, this is what we're going to have. Snacks are going to be this. We just kind of stock snacks because, you know, two kids are constantly snacking.
Yeah.
But dinner is the big meal that you probably spend the most money on.
Yeah.
So we always sit down and go, okay, we're going to have chicken that day, fish that day, beef that day, and we don't buy anything more than what we're going to use that week. So it kind of keeps it down a little bit, unless we're buying, you know, side of a cow or side of a pig.
Yeah.
And do you do any cooking, Adrian?
He cooks breakfast every morning.
Yeah, I'm the breakfast guy. Yeah, I make the kids breakfast every morning.
That's
yeah,
great. That's and now thing. They do paleo as well, with a few twists here and there.
Yes.
Right?
So, we're not that cruel that we would force them into a strict paleo diet, but they do eat bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Yeah.
But they eat, we try to just keep it gluten free. So, they have rice crackers at school, and, you know, sometimes they have pizza at school, fun lunch, and they join in that. But we often find now that if they do eat gluten, they have stomach upset. And so we try to keep them mostly gluten-free at the very least.
So for this book, how did you determine that you were going to do this book and have this heading with coconut oil and base it this way? How did that come about?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. So the publishing company contacted me and said, hey, we love your blog. The photos are great. We know that you can develop recipes and your writing is really good. So let's try to like brainstorm something that we can do here, something about the paleo diet. So we went online, we looked at all the paleo books, and there is a ton of paleo cookbooks with paleo in the title especially. So I was kind of like, well, I don't want to be just another paleo cookbook, because sometimes we're not, I don't like labeling myself as paleo, because then, you know, then the paleo police come in when you're eating a cracker and they go, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I just like to say that this is just the way I eat. It's not this or that or whatever. So then my editor said, hey, do you use coconut oil? And I said, oh yeah, all the time. And she said, well, you know, it's pretty popular right now. Do you think you could make a whole book using coconut oil? I said, for sure. That would be super easy.
That is such a smart thing.
And it was actually really, really fun to write this book. So
I think it was brilliant, too, not just to be lured by saying, oh, I get to do a cookbook.
Yeah.
Well, for one thing, they came to you,
yeah,
which people
really
strive
nice.
Their whole career to have a cookbook.
Yeah, that was
awesome,
exciting.
Right?
Yeah, that was really
exciting.
And then,
yeah,
and then to, you know, hold out for, like, something that would actually sell and get people's attention. Because I think everybody's kind of curious when they see it on every shelf now what it does for you. So give us a few recipe ideas. Say it's Saturday, Sunday, the Super Bowl's tomorrow.
Sure.
Some of these ideas we can use with the flour or the oil to make some great food over the weekend.
I think for Super Bowl, anyway, I think what Adrian mentioned before, the Scotch eggs would be a really good one.
There's what are those?
So that is, it's traditionally a Scottish, I don't even know when they drink that, when they're having whiskey probably, but.
Daily.
It's a hard-boiled egg, and then you wrap sausage meat around it. And if you were in Scotland, they would then bread it and deep fry it. But in this book, there's no breading. So what you do is you pan sear the sausage meat in coconut oil, and then you bake it in the oven to finish it off.
My husband would love that.
It's really delicious.
Yes, he would.
Nice little handheld snack.
Yeah, they're delicious.
There is also, for the Super Bowl, you know, chicken wings. There's a chicken wing recipe in here that uses arrowroot flour. So they're very crispy.
So are you frying those? Or
yes.
Are you baking them?
It's like a shallow fry. So you use a couple, like an inch or so of coconut oil, and you just kind of shallow fry it, and then finish it off in the oven.
Oh, yum.
So it's not,
and what
it's not extra
are they
crazy.
Hot or?
I don't think I put like a I think I put an aioli so that you can dip, because I'm a big fan of dipping things into mayonnaise.
Oh, me too. You're my kind of gal.
I think those two would be the best ones in here. And then if you wanted to, there's a couple. This is a really good one here. The chocolate coconut protein cookie balls.
Yeah.
Nice little.
Yeah.
Just they're really small, but they're really dense. So because they're made
and
with dates.
And what kind of ingredients are going in that?
Let's see. There's protein powder, any kind. I usually use like a chocolate paleo protein I use. And then there's the coconut flour, and then some almond milk, dates, a little bit of shredded coconut, vanilla extract, maple syrup to sweeten, and some coconut oil.
So it's possible. I think people think, oh, it paleo too and baking, and but you even have a bread recipe that you use sometimes. That
yes.
You, like,
the kids love it.
The kids really love it. They do love having a piece of toast every now and then.
And what's that called? And what kind of ingredients are in it?
I just called it sandwich bread, and it's mostly almond butter or any kind of nut butter. You can, it says almond butter in here, but you can use any kind of nut butter. And then a lot of eggs, 6 eggs. Couple tablespoons of honey, coconut oil, apple cider vinegar, golden flax seed, coconut flour, baking soda, and sea salt.
Wow.
So it's pretty
easy. But
people
shouldn't be afraid of eggs either, right?
No.
I
mean, we buy
here it was bacon
eggs,
and eggs are bad for you, and, you know, it's kind of good news. But you can't be going crazy. I mean,
no.
You guys work out. You can't just be eating, you know, plates and plates of bacon and eggs, think, oh, I'm paleo and I'm fit. That's the opposite, right?
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on, because Adrian could totally eat that every day and not gain a pound. But when we first went on the paleo diet, I gained 15 pounds because I was just I'm going to eat a big plate full of sausages.
Yeah.
Every morning for breakfast. It was great. But then I was like, hey, you know, maybe I'm not working out as much as I thought. So I toned it back a little bit, but yeah, I think we've got it under control now.
Yeah, I think so. You have to be.
He is to not snack too much.
Yeah, yeah. When you snack, don't have like a bowl full of nuts. Just have like a handful of nuts.
I think snacking is everybody's kind of problem, right? Because it's sort of that. It's kind of mindless. Especially you guys, you work all day and the kids in their bed. It's like, oh, snack time. And
totally.
You did tell us you had a little bit of something last night. But anyways, what do you guys snack on usually? That's kind of okay for you.
I think every night we have some oranges and some chocolate, dark chocolate. We do eat oatmeal. So we have branched out a little bit because we are so active that we've found that we weren't eating enough carbohydrates, because paleo diet can be pretty restrictive in the carbohydrates you can have.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes was like a big one, and you can only eat so many sweet potatoes.
Yeah, they get kind of boring.
Well, you know, you've got to stack like three potatoes high, and you're like, you know, I don't think I can eat that.
And you're super active, so you maybe need a little something
else. Yeah, so we have added oatmeal back into our, it's like our bedtime snack. So we have a huge bowl of oatmeal.
Yep.
Some protein.
Oranges. Lots of carbs. Of chocolate.
We go into a carb coma and then we fall asleep.
It's awesome.
Glorious.
So you still remember those days then. And what about your workouts, like this CrossFit? Tell people what that is, because you're also an ambassador for fitness?
Or? I'm a Fitfluential ambassador. So I talk about fitness to anyone that will listen.
Well, and how do you love it so much? Because sometimes people fight against it. They go, but they hate it every time. How do you kind of get to
it? I think I felt the
same
way. I think me and Adrian, I battled with like, okay, I got to work out, but you know, sometimes it's just really not fun. Like running to me, I hear all these people, they go, oh, I get this runner's high and I feel so good. And I'm like, you are insane.
Yeah.
I just really don't feel that.
Never got it.
You know, short distance running, I'm good. But so CrossFit is a blend between Olympic lifting, power lifting, gymnastics, a little bit of weightlifting here and there. I think that's
so weightlifting and powerlifting are different.
Yes. So powerlifting involves like bench press,
bench dead and squats,
deadlifts and squats. Yeah. And then Olympic lifting is only the snatch and the clean and jerk. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. So CrossFit basically puts them all together. And what's really cool about it is you never really do the same workout twice. So every time you go in the gym, something's written up there and it's something you've probably never done before, you know, a combination of movements.
And it's short and high intensity.
And it's very short. So. Yeah. Like the longest workouts are 20 minutes.
Never
get bored. If you're sort of following things.
Yeah. You know, we heard some great stuff here today. Paleo diet, eat lots of meat, eggs, good stuff, coconut oil. And you work out for 20 minutes, but intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very intense. Yeah.
And there is a warm up period before that, so about a 20 minute warm up, and then we do
maybe
some
come
strength.
Back, talk more about that, Adrian and Elizabeth. Great to have you on. The book is Cooking with Coconut Oil: Gluten Free, Grain Free Recipes for Good Living. It's available everywhere. A great read, beautiful photos, wonderful recipes. Get it for tomorrow so you can make some of that chili for the Seahawks game when they win. We'll be back in a while with Jenny Moore.
Feel like walking today, Mom?
Maybe tomorrow. My toe will be better then.
Foot pain. How would it affect your daily activities? Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain due to bunions and hammer toes. Dr. Cornwell specializes in making the foot function, feel, and look better. Get back your life, have great feet again, and do away with foot pain.
Why did I wait so long to find a treatment?
Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9350.
You can't kill me, Ryan. Joe Carroll's world is a stage.
Why didn't you tell us Joe was alive?
And his followers.
I believe in you, Joe.
Or the players.
Have you enjoyed our show thus far?
CTV Monday. How far will they go to stay in the spotlight?
Ah! Ryan.
I know. It's crazy. So am I.
Kevin Bacon.
Do not go after her.
The Following. All new Monday at 9 on CTV.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Jillian Vandergeese with CFAX 1070 News. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford continues to be a magnet for trouble, even while he's walking around in Vancouver. On a visit to attend a funeral, Ford was ticketed for crossing the street against a red light. The Toronto Sun quotes Ford as saying he was walking across the street near his hotel and he got a ticket for $109. He denies another media report that he was also cited for being drunk in public. CTV News Vancouver Island's Hudson Mack finds himself behind bars today, but it's all for a good cause. St. Andrew students have locked up various jail cell participants to help raise money to build a new school in an impoverished community in Peru. Donations will be collected from the general public so the jailbirds can be released. Bail has been set at $500, $750, or $1,000 for each inmate. If you'd like to go check it out or make a donation, it's all happening today at the Bay Center on the second floor mezzanine until 6 o'clock this evening. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau says he's seeing a positive response from Canadians across the country for his move to expel party senators from the Liberal caucus. Trudeau, who is in Vancouver for Chinese New Year celebrations, says his plan is a clear path to action to improve the Senate. He says his actions will help remove patronage from the Senate process, and he denies the decision to turf Liberal senators from the caucus was a spur-of-the-moment act. BC New Democrat liquor critic Shane Simpson says he agrees with many of the recommendations in a report on liquor policy reform, but the Liberal government needs to clarify what liquor sales in grocery stores will look like. Justice Minister Suzanne Anton says she's considering a store-within-a-store model that will see grocery stores selling booze. But a moratorium on liquor store licenses also is being recommended, and Simpson says that means grocery stores that want to sell alcohol will have to ask existing liquor stores to move in. Simpson says he highly doubts that liquor stores will agree to do that. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling attention to what he calls a disturbing trend of repression. Kerry, speaking at an international security conference in Germany, called out governments in Central and Eastern Europe, including in Ukraine.
The aspirations of citizens are once again being trampled beneath corrupt, oligarchic interests, interests that use money to stifle political opposition and dissent, to buy politicians and media outlets.
Kerry reaffirmed the support of the U.S. for the protesters in Kiev and throughout the country. That's CFAX News to 11:32. Taking a look at weather now. Cloudy today, looking to reach a high of 6 degrees. For tonight, mainly cloudy and a 40% chance of rain. Maybe some wet flurries late this evening, and overnight lows hovering just above zero. For your Sunday, cloudy and again a 40% chance of rain and flurries in the morning, early in the afternoon as well, with highs to plus 5. Right now outside CFAX 1070 Studios downtown, we're sitting at 5 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back, and congratulations, Leanne, who won the book in the last half hour. And now we're going to change focus and talk about hair, fashion, makeup trends. One of our favorite guests who's been on in the past is Jenny Moore, and she has recently moved to Vancouver. How are you, Jenny?
I'm great. How are you, Patty?
I'm fantastic. Now, Jenny, I know you've had a move in the last little while and a lot of transitions in life. You know, I think it's kind of inspirational for other people to sort of know the journey you've been through and how you can change at any age and have great things happen when one door closes.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because we've both been through a transition. You and I were on the same journey almost.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with our mothers. Yeah.
So your mom died a few years ago.
Yeah.
And she...
Yeah, 2 years yesterday, funny enough.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah.
And you took care of her, and she was in your home, and it was a very tough loss because she was in your home for many years as well. But after that, also your job changed here in Victoria.
Oh yes, it did. It shut down.
and you know, so a lot of things, and you had some health issues, so a lot of stuff kind of came together at one time.
It did. It all came in 1 year, 2012. Yes.
And sometimes things are like that in life, right? Where we feel very down, and we, you know, it feels like we can never claw our way back up.
But
you do somehow, right? There's always that light.
I think you have to recognize where you're at and what's going on in your life. And what I did when I moved is I took a year off. Yeah. I mean, I've never done that in my life. And people said, "What did you do?" And I said, "Absolutely nothing."
Yeah, and that was good for you.
It gave me a chance to become peaceful again because I was so stressed and wound up like a toy. Yeah. I had to unwind. Yeah.
And I know you love your walking as well.
Oh, yeah, I still do that with my doggy.
With your dog, and that's really peaceful for you. And I think that's good sometimes when we have gone through a lot of different events in our life is not to make major decisions.
Exactly.
You did make one. You moved to Vancouver because your husband was working there, and that was a good decision because you were on the fence about moving. So that was good. And then to give yourself time to go, who am I now?
Yes, that was a lot of it. Who am I now? Yes, and where am I going? Because I turned 62 last year, so it's big.
Oh, man, you look fantastic, sister. And that's the fun part of life, though, isn't it? That, you know, we can age so much better these days, it seems, and have more vitality, maybe taking better care of ourselves.
We do. Actually, our son says to us, he says, you're the youngest 60-year-old I know of. But
wow.
It's an attitude as well, because genetics plays a great role in how you age. I mean, we've got fantastic products out there and great haircuts and colors, so we can cheat.
Yes,
but
we can.
But a lot of it is your I think it's your confidence and your attitude towards life.
Absolutely. And you should celebrate every day. You know, there's no guarantees this life. So, don't mope for too long. We have to get on because
That's true.
We only get one kick at the cat here, right?
That's right. You need to grieve whatever it is you got to grieve, and then you've got to move forward.
And you are moving forward, and you've got lots of stuff on the go, but you're still very involved in the whole beauty industry.
I'm busier now than I've ever been.
That's great, in a good way. And we're talking a little bit about fashion to start out with, and, you know, some of the trends for this coming spring. What are you seeing out there right now?
Well, for hair, I'm seeing reds are coming back in a big way because they kind of disappeared. And now the other color that's interestingly really coming back is the platinum blonde, because if you notice, a lot of the haircuts are gone to pixie, and I put that down to all the hair extensions in Hollywood. And, you know, they ruined their hair, so what are you going to do? You got to cut it off.
Oh, is that right?
Now I've got short hair. Now what am I going to do? Well, now I'm going to go really, really blonde.
Right, or now really red.
Oh, really red. It's very, it's a great flattering color too. And the other colors that we're seeing coming up now is sort of peachy rose colors. Violet is still a big color, or orchid. I signed on to Behind the Chair online, and I get photos all the time of different heads, and it's amazing the violets that come up. Like
now,
Miley Cyrus, for instance, you know, she's, besides being in the news for other things, she wears a great haircut.
And, you know, I think the sort of the look nowadays with fashion, with everything, is the hair can be short, but it's very sexy. It's very kind of pin-up looking with the makeup.
Yes. And we're seeing a back towards styling of hair as well, with people who have longer hair, and they are going to wear it up or down. It's much more styled, much more curl in it, much more fashionable than it used to be.
Yeah, I was watching
really gone away from that dead poker straight hair.
Yeah, my daughter Rachel just had her birthday, and she was going out, and you know, she had the hair all curled, wasn't just straight. Crop tops are big in again.
Yes.
You know,
and the men too. Men's hair is wearing them very short.
Oh,
on
I thought
the side,
they were wearing crop tops.
But they got a lot of not crop tops. No, those are sexy though, aren't they? They look good.
Yeah, on a girl.
So
so men are wearing what? Long on the top?
Yeah, that's what the guys are wearing now. So there's a bit more movement up there. Again, a lot of texture. We're seeing a lot more movement in the hair. But it's all soft. It's not like the 80s curl where it was really, really tight and looked hideous. Now, I think women look really, really good now.
And the boho is sort of getting a little more refined, don't you think, right now?
Yes, definitely, yeah. And even the bobs are still around. We're doing, you know, lots of layered bobs, so not that straight jaw-length bob anymore. So you've got to have movement in it. The whole thing is about movement and hair moving.
And what do you say to people who haven't really changed up? Maybe they've had that same, you know, severe bob for years.
Well, when people come in to me, I always say, you know, can I give you a suggestion? Have you thought about trying this? Or I'll use photos and just plant ideas in their head, because some people will jump on change and other people have to think about it.
You know, I've gone to Karen, you know, who you worked with at Main Essentials,
yes,
for many years. And when I first met her, I had a bad perm. And she said, you're living in the past. You know, this was back a long 20 years ago. And it kind of fell out, and she chopped my hair quite short because she had to get rid of all the stuff. But, you know, she always says it's only hair. And, you know, sometimes we live in the past with our hair even. We need to change it up for who we are now, and we can feel so much better and look younger as we age.
Yeah, and the thing, secret as you get older, is you've got to go lighter.
Yeah, you do.
You don't want to stay in those dark colors, because dark colors just emphasize wrinkles. So if you go into the soft, flattering, lighter colors, I mean, the ombre is still around there, which is it's slightly darker at the roots, going to lighter on the ends. So that's good for brunettes that want to try some blonde but can't wear it against their skin. It
right.
gives them an opportunity to do, or the balayage, they call it, which is sort of just painting on color. Same idea as the ombre. But that's slowly disappearing, but it's still here. So I say it'll still be around for a while. And a lot of people take in those looks and now putting a violet on top of that blonde. So they have really sort of violet roots, and then the ends are like screaming bright orchids. So that's kind of fun.
And with the gray, too, I think when people get older and they have the gray right down the middle, it's good to experiment with adding some highlights here or there as you're going gray, because then it's not so obvious as one huge
depending on
tone
how
of color.
Yeah, if you've got loads of gray or white hair, then highlighting is a good cheat. But if you're going to color, then you want to stay in the lighter blondes, because then you don't see your roots so quickly. There's nothing worse than seeing a railroad track in the head.
No kidding. When we come back, let's talk more about hair and a little more about makeup. Back in a minute with Jenny.
The biggest event in pro sports is coming to CFAX 1070, the Super Bowl. Listen to all the action as Peyton Manning and the Broncos take on Russell Wilson and the Seahawks defense.
Deflected and intercepted, picked off by Malcolm Smith.
Can Manning cement his legacy as the greatest quarterback of a generation? Or will Wilson and the Hawks rain on his parade? Plus, Bruno Mars with a spectacular halftime show. Don't miss the Super Bowl. Tomorrow at 3 on CFAX 1070.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
I'm Lisa with your Community Connection. Here at the Maritime Museum of BC at Bastion Square, they're celebrating the 125th birthday of the building the museum now occupies. It was first built in 1889 as a Supreme Court building. There's a great story of the judge Matthew Begbie, a.k.a. the Hanging Judge. You can learn all about him if you come down to the Maritime Museum for a $1.25 courthouse tour at 1 o'clock for the building's 125th birthday. Also today at 1 o'clock, check out the free dance class titled Movement Improv Class. That's part of the Dance Days Dance Festival. You can head to the class for 1 o'clock at Bounce Performance Works, 2750 Quadra Street. It goes until 2:30. Next up, I'm headed to the Uvic Vikes men's hockey game versus the Eastern Washington University. That starts at 12:30 at the Ian Stewart Complex. I'm Lisa with your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert!
Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery.
Information alert!
100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
Are you prepared? Earthquakes, floods, storms, power outages. Total Prepare has you covered.
Emergency food supply, survival kits, long-term water storage and filtration.
Total Prepare is Vancouver Island's source for emergency preparedness products and self-reliant solutions with quality 72-hour emergency kits, 1 week to 1 year family survival kits, 25-year shelf life food supply, including gluten-free and more. All available in Victoria. Visit totalprepare.ca. totalprepare.ca.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. This is Lifestyle. I'm here every Saturday. Make sure you tune in to CFAX tomorrow at 3:30, where you can listen to the Seahawks game. It's going to be fantastic. And, of course, CTV Vancouver Island at 6 o'clock with Joe Perkins. We'll have your highlights. Right now, we're going to talk a little more about makeup. And what are you seeing in makeup trends right now, Jenny?
Well, I'm definitely seeing brighter lips.
Brighter, that's as in pastel,
like
or
orange, corals, those kind of colors are really big, as opposed to the, I think we went through a while really pale lips for a while.
Yes.
And now we seem to be coming back to the stronger sort of French look with the strong lips, less eye makeup. And it, basically, you just swap it around. If you're going to do a heavy lip, you do less eyes. And if you're going to do a light lip, then you do heavier eyes.
Right, because I see a lot of the black eyeliner, and not overdone, but just on the top layer with good eyelashes.
Still,
lots of either fake or lots of mascara that's, you know, full of fiber, so you have long lashes.
And, you know, the false eyelashes are huge, like those individual lashes that you can get put on. You don't have to wear mascara anymore, and you've got lashes that you never had in your life.
I used to put those in quite a bit, and then I'd kind of be looking, and they'd be fluttering down my face. The eyelashes everywhere.
And I think I'm going to try it this year. I've always, because I've got no eyelashes. They ran out when they came to me.
Oh, well, you know, if you buy a little packet of them, Jenny, you can, you know, dip them in the glue yourself and just add them on the outside.
Yeah,
and that looks really good, and it's easier.
The corners, yeah, they look good. But, you know, when I do my eye makeup, because I am in the 60 range, I can't wear the black eyeliner because it would look... It's too young of a look on me. It's what I would look start looking like mutton. So what I do is cheat, and I hate that look.
Mutton dressed as lamb, is that the one?
Yes, that's it. I see lots of that around here. So I use like a gray toned shadow, and I'll put that on my eyes and just make it look softer. So then you still sort of have a slight resemblance of darkness around the eyes without it looking black and harsh.
Right, because you want to adjust as you get older. So
you have to.
You know, in your later 40s, as you head into 50s, you know, you start lightening up the hair a bit, maybe a little easier on the makeup.
On the
bronzer
makeup
as well. Like a lot of people use a lot of bronzer.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
And it does, but sometimes when it's got too much sparkle, a matte one can be better because you don't actually suntan with a lot of sparkle, right?
I use a blush that has a bronzer in it, so I get that sort of cheek look. It highlights the cheeks, but the rest of my face is more muted,
And then illuminators are nice too, right?
Those new highlights. Those are very nice too, yes. But they're not great in photography. So if you're going to a wedding, you don't want to wear all those things because of the way the picture takes, you know, it'll bounce off your skin, the light.
Oh, that's true. And eyebrows, they're huge. You know, you have to have a good arch and don't overpluck because you don't want a big bushy eyebrow, but you want definition.
Well, I tell you, I am completely sold on threading. I don't know if anybody else has tried it, but I hate getting waxed because it stretches your skin. I can't see to tweeze my own. So now I go for threading, and it's quick, it's fast, it's cheap, and my God, it's the best eyebrows. The last time I had it done, I swear to God, I looked like I had an eyebrow lift.
Well, I think that's what it does for you, right? It definitely gives you a few years back, because when you have an arch, and you know, if you don't have one, there's so many great products now, and you can really learn with a fine makeup brush and some brown eyeshadow. You can use it for everything.
That's exactly what I do.
And fill it
morning.
In. So you start... right where the nose starts and your arch is above the iris and it ends
right
at the end of the eye. And you'll notice a huge difference. So just try filling in with a light color. And you may feel weird at first, but it is the frame of the face. So
it is
absolutely try it.
It's the first thing I do when I'm doing makeup, actually, is put my eyebrows on. I said, if I was on a desert island, I need two things, eyebrows and lipstick, nothing else.
And a man.
A man, yes, of course.
Okay, so let's say we're going out to a Super Bowl party tomorrow. You know, we're going to wear our Seahawk gear. What kind of hair stuff can we do now? Say we've got a bob or, you know, longer hair. What can we do to do kind of a do?
Well, the ponytail is huge still, you know, for the younger generation, because really there's nothing worse than somebody older wearing a big ponytail unless it's classy looking.
Or pigtails.
pigtails. Remember those? Oh, my God.
Yes, I do.
But, yeah, that's really big. And I think it depends on your age. A lot of people, when they go to, you know, games and that, they're wearing hats as well. So you don't even see their hair. They're just sort of incognito.
But are there ways to dress your hair up that using clips or anything as you get older that don't – or is it better just to have a good style?
I think it's best to have a really good style that suits you. And I think the secret here as you get older is you don't want to be too short and you don't want to be too long. And you have to recognize what kind of suits you. Because it's funny, when I saw Karen last week, when I walked in the door, she goes, no, that's got to go. One look at my hair. Because she sees me in sort of a perky-ish, because she called me, she says my hair goes like a helmet head, and it does. As it gets longer, it just looks like, you know, it's flat and it doesn't suit me, so she perks it up. But it still leaves me some length, so I'm not short and harsh, because that's the secret.
Yeah, she used to call it, don't get a bingo perm. You don't have to do that just because you're over a certain age.
So I think as you get older, you recognize what suits you and what doesn't you, because I think you're experimenting in your 20s, and you can wear anything, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You look good in everything in that age. It's when you get older that you've got to sort of reel it in a little bit and go for softer and more classy looks.
Classy.
And yeah, I think classy is a good look. Like the Chanel. I love Chanel look. You know, it's very, I don't have a lot of polka dots and stripes and flowers. You know, it's, for me, that's my look. So, and that's what it is. It's recognizing your look. So when you go in a shop or a store, a clothing store, I walk in, the first thing I say, well, I'm very much a Chanel girl. I like fitted clothes. and I like them classy one color rather than loads of different things happening on them. And I think if you understand yourself, I think that's part of fashion. And if you love what you wear, then it creates confidence. And I think confidence is really, really sexy.
Well, I think that's a great note to leave it on, you classy dame. And it's great talking with you, Jenny Moore. And if you don't have a good stylist, make sure you get one. That's a top priority.
Absolutely. And if there's anybody in Victoria, I'm actually in White Rock at TLC, and I'm just working 2 days a week, so that's fun too.
And if you want to get a hold of Jenny, you can contact me, lifestylepattymack.com, and I'll be happy to get you in touch because she is one fabulous person. Thank you so much, Jenny. Have a great Super Bowl party tomorrow.
Thank you. You
too. Okay, take good care. Back in a minute with Hudson.
In December, the Independent Joint Review Panel recommended that Northern Gateway be approved. The panel concluded that Canadians would be better off with this project than without it. The recommendation also came with 209 conditions, so our work is far from done. I'm Janet Holder, leader of Northern Gateway. As a proud British Columbian, I can assure you that my team will continue to work hard to meet all the final conditions, because we are committed to building a safer, better pipeline. Learn more at gatewayfacts.ca.
Hi, we're the Three Tenors.
He's kidding. We can't sing at all.
But you'll be singing when you buy your new flooring from Tenor Tile.
Tenor Tile are the leaders in ceramic tile, and they have the largest selection on Vancouver Island, including various styles of porcelain, glass, and natural stone.
They also carry hardwoods and laminates, and they'll match any competitor's price.
A one, a two, a three.
Tenor Tile!
Sing the praises of Tenor Tile on Garbley Road, just off Bridge Street. Online at tenortile.ca.
Let's not quit our day jobs.
When loved ones need an independent seniors home, consider these points. I'm Linda Bishop of Highgate Lodge. We are small, locally owned, providing 3 meals a day, 24-hour staffing, weekly housekeeping, entertainment, activities, drives to medical and dental appointments, shopping trips, secure underground parking, 3-tier cable vision, and local telephone, all for one inclusive price. Call 250-472-0077 today for a tour. Come home to Highgate.
If your old floors have worn out their welcome, then you need to come to the Home Depot's Ultimate Flooring Event, where we've got your flooring covered with style, selection, and value, like up to 30% off select vinyl and up to 50% off select tile. That's right, 50% off. But hurry, our Ultimate Flooring Event is only while quantities last. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some conditions apply. Details in store.
We are back, and TJ, of course, tomorrow is Seahawks, the big game, and we are so excited.
Tomorrow is a big day for Seahawks
fans.
Yeah,
and you have a little announcement to make.
Yeah, CFAX is lucky enough to be broadcasting that game. We've had a number of Seahawks games this year, and we're thankful that we get to broadcast the Super Bowl against the Denver Broncos.
Woo-hoo!
It's going to go tomorrow. We're going to have pregame at 3 o'clock. Kickoff is expected sometime after 3:30. It'll all be here on CFAX 1070. And then shortly afterwards, myself, John Spurr, and Kyle Reynolds will be recapping in the red zone afterwards all the post-game reaction.
That is very, very cool. Very cool. And Hudson Mack, you're on the phone. I know you're super excited about the Seahawks game, and CTV Vancouver Island will have highlights as well at 6.
The game will still be underway, but we absolutely will. Listen, I hate to do this to you again, honey, but I'm in jail.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a dollar for every time I called and said that.
Ba-dum, 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 chong.
Yeah.
So, Hudson,
I am in jail.
You are.
As you know, and we've been telling you all week, we're here helping some students from St. Andrews High School travel to Peru next month or in March to build a school there. And it's jail and bail. It's underway right now. We've been here since 10 o'clock this morning. We've had great response. I'm with Andrew Kelleher, who's the principal of the school. Andrew, tell us about the project.
Well, thanks, Hudson. Yes, we have a group of about 13, 14 students heading to Lima, Peru in just over a month's time. And they're there for about 12 days, and they're there to build a school in a rural area. And it's going to be a big project, but they've been raising some money, and that's what part of today is about. And it's a nice charity trip for the school, and we wish them well, and that's why we're here today.
I think fantastic.
Andrew is getting all of the donations here. He is dressed, talk about orange is the new black, orange is the new three-piece suit, I think. And he's shackled and drawn with manacles, and he's playing a haunting jailhouse melody. And we're in the center court. You can't miss us if you come to the Bay Center right by the escalators. We just keep coming straight, and we're on the little bridge way halfway down. But
the humanity, all the humanity, get me out of here, please. Get us out.
Wow. Wow. You get a whole theater production as well when you come down there.
Yeah, Andrew's having some fun, and he's got his kids here who are looking at Daddy through the bars. Kids are pushing with the mink.
Oh, no, I don't know. I think they're okay with it. I just hope it doesn't send the wrong message down the road. It might be hard for life, but I don't know. But anyway, they seem to be adjusting well. I just hope they don't end up on the inside of these bars one day.
This is really cool, and the money that we're raising, we're hoping to raise $15,000, and the money goes not for travel, but this is all going to the school.
That's right, all going to building the school when the students go to Lima. So, you know, materials that they would need, you know, you think of the time that is necessary and, you know, the work that goes into a project like this. So not the travel expenses for the students, but actually on-the-ground work that they're going to be doing while they're there.
Fantastic. It's a great event, babe, and if you can get down here and write a check. As long as I'm home by 3:30 tomorrow, that's all that really matters.
Well, you know, Hudson, I think it's so great that community gets out, and the volunteerism in our community is unreal, and the support you get. And I hope people will come down there and bail all of you guys out, because these kids are doing this with their own money and to help other people, and we should be global citizens.
Oh, thank you. They absolutely are, and I just had a lovely lady drop by, and what was that, an American 20 we just dropped in my box? So we accept the U.S., Euros, you name it. I want to give a big shout-out to Patty Stan Zapotochny, my good friend at Outlooks for Men, who encouraged me to get in touch with the organization. And he has helped to raise a lot of money, and Dale Olson will be dropping by with a donation that might put me over the top. Stan, of course, is familiar with the term ATW. He's my tailor, and that, of course, stands for all the way, as in let it out all the way. But Stan's been acting as my lawyer here, and he's been rounding up some donations. You need a lawyer like Stan.
Oh, my gosh, Stan, if you can help me, that would be great, because my old guy, well, trust me, he's the one who got me here. I need some help.
Bad legal advice and corruption, that's how we all got here.
That's fantastic. Hey, Hud, I know you do so much for the community in your almost 30 years here in Victoria, and I always appreciate all you do and the people that you come in contact with. Tomorrow is the big Seahawks game. Of course, who's going to win?
Well, it's got to be the Seahawks. I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but, you know, we got the big 12th man decal on our front window, and I've got my Hawks hoodie that I've been wearing every day for the last 2 weeks since the NFC Championship game, and it's going to be a great game. You know, it's a game for the ages, the best defense against the best offense, and how exciting is this?
And we have another great bunch of volunteers. Tonight is our Mount Doug banquet. Our son Sheldon's graduating, and what a great bunch of people they are as well.
Well, the banquet tonight gives a chance for the graduating students like Sheldon and some of the other seniors to say thank you and to look ahead as some of the JV, the junior varsity players, make their move across the floor up to the varsity team. That's always a cool moment.
Yeah.
And a great opportunity to say thanks to the coaches and all the people who give so much time to make the program such a success. And boy, is it ever. A three-peat, and who knows,
We got to go here, Hud, but as Coach Mark says, one team, one goal. Good luck. Come down to the Bay Center and help Bale Hudson out and his friends. Until we meet again, thank you, TJ, as always. Get out there and enjoy.